Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Is it weighing on your mind? Do you have a craving deep down in your soul right now? If I say, what are you craving right now? Think about that answer. If you're Antoine Terrell, think about that answer. If you're Monica Brooks, think about that answer. If you're listening to the K92 Morning Thang right now, think about that answer. As we kick off Wednesday hump day, Antoine, what are you craving right now?
5 more minutes of sleep.
Okay.
Just 5.
Just 5?
Just 5.
That's not going to help.
Only need 5.
5
that
more minutes.
That might make you feel worse.
Only need 5.
5 more minutes of sleep never helps. I'm sorry. It never does.
Only need 5. It's a mental thing.
Just 5 minutes.
Just need 5.
What is your mouth craving? What do you want to eat? Do you have food?
Oh, I always want some bacon and eggs.
Okay.
Always.
So it's sort of you're always thinking about that smoky bacon.
Yes.
I'm guessing, eggs. I was going to say, you're a scrambled egg kid, aren't you?
Yeah. Scrambled eggs, no cheese.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no cheese.
Yeah.
He's weird. He likes bacon. That's why we keep him around. See, for me, I'm thinking about a burger. I've been thinking about it for days. I'm going to make burgers this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Friday night, Saturday night. I'm going to do the smash burgers where you press them down and you do the double patty and it's all crispy on the outside and everything. Yeah, that's a craving. What are you craving? 52353. You can text in. Let us know right now. And is it any weirder than what Monica Brooks is craving? Because that's apparently...
You want some Charles broccoli?
Some Charles broccoli.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
I had some good broccoli. I went to this restaurant. And
Most people would say there's no such thing, but that's fine. Continue.
But it was just delicious. The seasoning and everything, it was just like perfect broccoli. I'm like, I want more broccoli. It's a weird request, but...
I really would
want more broccoli.
I mean, I am not a hater of broccoli.
No, not at all.
I'm fine with broccoli. But I'm fine with broccoli.
Yeah.
No one ever craves broccoli to me. I never sit around and go, God, you know what I would like right now? Vanilla ice cream. Just some plain vanilla ice cream. No.
No.
It's fine, but I never crave it.
But you never go out your way for it.
No.
If it's there, I'll enjoy it.
I never sit at home and just think to myself, man, a green bean would just be slamming right now.
It's so good. But the next day, I went back for more broccoli.
More broccoli.
And was it because it was just so different than your normal
The way they cooked it,
broccoli.
I mean, the way they roasted it, and it's like it had a little, you know.
Like you just want to try it again and be like, I want to make sure it's that good the second time.
No, don't even quantify it with her.
I'm trying to help.
No, she has the weirdest cravings of anybody I ever know because she gets whatever it is, the taste of something. And
I obsess about it.
It's like blood in the water for you with a shark. And they are some ridiculous things. It's
like,
not.
I would be hooked.
Yeah,
like,
it's not pizza.
Hooked.
It's not burgers. I never hear about that with you. It's broccoli or salad.
Yeah, it's a random thing. Yeah, there was a week where I had nothing but the same salad.
I remember.
For a week. Yeah, and I don't know what it is, but I'm latched onto it, and I stay latched to it for a certain amount of time, usually 5 to 7 days.
It's an obsession.
It's
not even a craving. It is an obsession.
And then it's gone for a while. I mean, or just doesn't even come back.
Yeah, I remember Monica, she craved blue cheese for a while.
Yep.
The cheese, the dressing, and I believe you ate it until you got sick. You ate yourself sick.
Yeah, I got sick. Yep, and then the same thing happened with when Hardee's released their first, the tenders.
Oh, that's right.
When they first came out.
Nonstop.
And I was like, I can't let go of the craving.
You eat it until you don't want it anymore.
Right.
That's an interesting strategy.
I feel like if we donate your body to science and we donate my body to science, the chemical makeup, it's just going to be just very, very different.
A little different, maybe.
Yeah. They're going to be tapping on the screen of the test for you going, well, these numbers, these are not the numbers we ever see. What is she an alien? What happened here? If you're waking up this morning, you don't want to go to your dumb job, but you have to, and you wish you could have your dream job, Monica Brooks might have the answer for you right now in the Diamond of the Day.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yes, it's a dream job for some. There's a little catch. Well, you need to live.
There's always a catch.
In Australia. Or be willing to move.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not? But other side of the world. I don't even know what day or time it is
I
there.
I have no idea.
But you know what? Here's a fun little thing as we hear about this dream job, which we will. Okay. It is 6:10 a.m. right now here.
Yes.
What time and day is it in Australia right now? Sydney, Australia. Let's try to guess.
Okay.
Okay.
What time and day?
Yeah, what time and day? So what time and day do you think it is?
Is it Monday or is it Wednesday for them?
So I don't know. So let's see. All right. So I'm going to go from Monday. I think it's ahead there. I'm going to go with
It is 10 p.m. tonight in Australia. That's what I'm weighing.
I think it's 3.
I was thinking 11 p.m. Tuesday night. So, I mean, what's it? Wednesday. No, Wednesday night. Okay. I forgot what day it was.
So today's Wednesday.
Yes.
You say it's 11 p.m. on a Wednesday night in Sydney, Australia right now. And Monica, what do you say?
I just said 3 o'clock. 3 p.m.
You say 3.
Actually, no. I think I went too far. I think it's 5 p.m. What did you say, Monica?
I said 3.
I say 5 p.m.
Say 5 p.m.
Wednesday night. Yeah, I went too far.
The correct answer is right now. It is 8 p.m. in Sydney, Australia. So I believe my guess of 10 p.m.
Two
is
hours
the closest.
Yeah, there you go.
You're wondering, is 10 p.m. today there? Whoa. But today's almost over.
Yeah, so you got to hurry up.
A barrel in toward the weekend.
Submit your application now.
So jealous. Toward Friday.
What's the job?
The job? They're looking for a garlic bread taster.
Ooh, that's a lot of garlic bread.
That's a lot of garlic.
It's a lot of garlic bread, right? But they want someone to try out different types of bread because they're trying to perfect the perfect garlic knot.
God, I love
garlic
bread. I ate a half a loaf of a baguette yesterday. It was big, long sticks. Uh-huh. Like you feel like you're in France and you're on a bicycle. Yeah, I ate half in the car. I was going to town.
I feel like I'd get tired of garlic bread after a while.
And your lady would get very tired of garlic bread. Because garlic bread's one of those ones where it stays on your breath, but I also believe if you eat a lot of garlic, it just stays on your body. It's just in
you. Well, it comes out of your pores. Uh-huh. It's like really just like leak out of your pores.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to do that, they're looking for the perfect person. They said you need to have at least 5 years of garlic bread consumption.
Okay. Well, everybody has 5 years.
Once you're 7 years old, you've had 5 years.
Right. Must have pizza eating experience done.
Antoine, if you decided that, you know, today I like cheese, and they said we need a cheese tester, but you just started like a week ago or something. You know,
I've had cheese.
Yes, but you didn't have enough cheese. Oh, that reminds me. Did you see that chef that was fired? Well, he was he lost a competition because he used cheddar.
No, I did not.
Yeah, like that popped up like yesterday. He was so upset because they had a competition and they said that his palate is not refined enough since he used.
Because he used cheddar cheese. So even though if his food tasted good, because cheddar's a good cheese, especially when paired with certain things.
Oh, it's low grade.
It's low grade.
You have to
cheese.
Use clay. Uh-huh. Or Saffron flan.
But yeah, yeah.
That's bullcrap.
So he's going after him. He's like, I really should have won.
Exactly.
But it was cheddar cheese.
The food's the food. And if he has a refined enough palate to know, hey, even though this is just cheddar, but I know this is the right one, then he actually is better at this than their clay.
I actually think I would be a great cheese tester because with me not loving it, if you can perfect the cheese that causes me to love it, that's the best one right there.
Was that food competition in France? That feels like a France thing.
I think so, I'm pretty sure.
Exactly. That's the kind of thing they would do
there. Yeah, it's messed up.
How much does this garlic bread taster pay?
Oh, let's see. Did they give I don't think they have the salary up yet for it.
Oh,
they said they want you to submit either a 200-word essay or a 30-second video. I do know that much.
Okay.
Have you just eaten garlic bread?
The pay is not mentioned.
No, the pay is not mentioned.
Nope.
Next.
Nope.
See you later. We're done. Out of here. Good morning, y'all. 52353. You want to participate in this show? Monica Brooks is crazy on many levels, but the one we learned yesterday about her phone and her battery, I could never.
There were a couple other people that text in.
It doesn't make it right. Okay.
I tried it like a long time ago. It just wasn't for me.
It's just not for me. Text 52353. What are people craving this morning? Monica Brooks has the very odd craving of broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine's much more traditional, I would say, bacon and eggs.
Yes.
Mine, looking for a burger. There's some odd ones coming in this morning. Pam, garlic roasted Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yes.
Good, but that's not what I'm thinking about.
And
at
please
6 in the morning.
Don't heat them up in the work microwave.
Oh, my God.
Please don't.
There's a lot going on with that.
I used to bring in tuna packets in the morning. Yes.
I went to HR a lot for you. I believe that's in your file. You don't even know that, but it's in there. Yeah, garlic Brussels sprouts in the microwave. That's a lot of levels.
It's too much.
It's the garlic. Yeah. It's the tootiness of the Brussels sprouts. And I like that. That's fine. Lynn in Christiansburg, also weird. She's craving dried cranberries. There's somebody, buffalo chicken cheesesteak. All right, I can get behind that. Very nice. And someone trying to tell me I don't know how to cook a burger. You don't know how to cook a burger. Make me mad. Don't get me fired up. I'm on Sudafed again. I'm emotional. You better watch out. Monica, the battery percentage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really our lifeblood at this point.
It kind of is.
It is. It sucks to say that, but we kind of live and die by how many percents we have on our phone.
We have all this information in front of us. we should use it.
Right. Unless you're Monica, who just straight up ignores it, does not use the battery percentage thing on her phone, the number. She just has the little picture. She will not be caught dead using the battery percentage on her phone. I've never met anyone.
It. I don't like it. It bothers me. I think it actually takes my battery up faster. It makes my battery go faster.
By showing the number.
By showing the percentage.
That would be false.
It
that
feels
would be
that
incorrect.
Way to me. Yesterday, my battery was gone. It was at 2%.
Probably because you kept looking at the percentage.
No, it would be at a sliver forever.
Why gauge when you have the exact answer?
Well, you can know.
I mean, if you're gonna go with that logic, I'm sorry. I think you need to take the clock off of your phone too.
Exactly.
And only use the sun.
No,
just use
different.
The sun.
You can't use a GPS that tells her. Mm-hmm. You can't use a GPS that tells you like the time.
Right.
I
want you to go by feel on everything. Yeah, start looking at
we're
the sun and tell me
day.
What time it is. That's
yeah, you get a
do.
Sundial now. Mm-hmm. That's our clocks, sundials.
I have to use restaurants because driving by, I know it's lunch hour, McDonald's, when the traffic's backed up on Franklin Road. And then I can...
She's a modern woman. You're insane. She's an ancient woman. That's what she is. Well, you'd fit right in Greece, you know, in the year 9. That'd be perfect. Like, what time is it?
Let me just look around.
I'm in no rush. I'll
smell
get
the
there
air.
When I get there.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have made it back then because I still would have figured out. I would have been able to figure out, you know, to the minute still on the sun. And I would have to deal with people like Socrates over here that would just, they'd show up whenever. Oh, what? I thought we were doing sun 3/4 of the way down the sky. I thought it was about 1 o'clock.
Like, it'll stretch you out a little bit.
Like, Socrates, it's tomorrow. What are you doing to me, man? Come on.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
And please, for the love of God, make them suggestions of things that are not going to scare people away from the radio station. Like, who let the dogs out? I get it. Mambo number 5 is a one-hit wonder.
Uh-huh.
I am not playing that song. Ever. So just so you know. So if you got a good one, I'm listening. Terrible idea for Halloween. Just hand out candy and call it a day. You know?
Yeah, very straightforward.
Right, that's what the kids are in for. My kids are, you know, I'm trying to force them to eat healthy snacks 364 days a year. Halloween, just go for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I have suggestions, what I have called the worst thing I have found on the internet today. So it's from popsugar.com.
Okay.
From somebody who allegedly is named Jenny Sugar, which has got to be made up.
Oh, more likely, yeah.
On popsugar.com. Mm. Terrible ideas. And she says, Halloween candy sucks. Kids will still scream for these healthy treats. They will not. I don't believe that to be true. I don't think there is any child that is screaming for a little treat bag of those veggie chips, the little sticks.
Well, I could see that because Ava actually requests those.
For Halloween?
For Halloween. I don't think she would be disappointed, but at the same time, she wouldn't be like, all right, I'm going to throw these away.
Oh, okay. Well, good news. You can go ahead and get those then, Monica, and you can hand them out. You get a box of 40 for $30. So just if we're doing the math in my neighborhood, which gets bombarded by Halloween people, we're going to estimate for the purposes of this discussion 400 kids, though I've gotten more than that in the past. So I can do that, hand out veggie sticks, and it will only cost me $300
for
Halloween.
Not bad at all.
Or maybe you want to hand out organic fruit ropes made by the Clif Bar people. How about that?
Like a Twizzler?
Yeah, it looks like a Twizzler, only it's way more expensive because it's an organic fruit rope. Antoine, it's not a Twizzler.
Yeah.
That's a pack of 18 for $10. So this, I mean, it's a bargain compared to the veggie sticks, $222.
Wow.
Or we have another suggestion. You could hand out little bags of dried apple chips.
Nope.
Oh, those things.
No.
But it says right here, guys, kids will scream for these healthy treats. You know what? It doesn't say scream and joy. It just says scream.
They're not going to scream for it. They're going to scream because of it.
So if you think that's a great idea and you like to hand out these little bags of apple chips, I can tell you that for 24 of them, it'll cost you $29. So in my neighborhood, that is $483 for Halloween candy. $500.
Yep.
No.
Just
turn your lights off in the house.
But you know what?
No kids show up.
If these sound like a good idea, Monica, I've got the best one for you right here.
What's that?
For all the little kiddos that come to your neighborhood, oh man, they are gonna love this premium roasted teriyaki flavored seaweed snacks.
Ooh,
there we go.
Okay, I'll swing by. I'll swing by.
A tasty, salty snack that it says that some kids are obsessed with. Really?
I haven't met the first kid.
I'll tell you this: the first time I had seaweed, a kid let me taste like they had theirs. It was a friend's daughter. And I was like, oh, can I try that? She goes, yeah, I love these. And that's how I started to love them.
Can you imagine handing out teriyaki flavored roasted seaweed on Halloween? Can you imagine the reaction of the children?
I would figure that they just passed out something left over from the cabinets. You know, like, okay, they just had leftover seaweed. And yeah. They said,
here's a canned good.
Yeah. Well, shoot. And then, I know, and then that's the flip side. Box of 20 is $17. So that would be $340. So it's not, it's super expensive.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all they wanted was a dum-dum, which is a cent. And you can just toss those in there.
No.
Seaweed.
That's, no, thank you.
Yeah, no. Not for Halloween.
What's the worst thing you ever got in your bag? You remember?
A pencil.
You get a pencil?
Yes.
Pencil in your bag?
Yeah, there were teachers that when I was a kid in that neighborhood.
I think those little dots are terrible.
Oh, the ones that are like candy.
Those little tiny dots stuck on the paper.
Oh, on the piece of paper.
Yeah.
Yes,
and the paper
yes.
comes off with the dot, and yeah. they don't really taste like anything but poison, like those things.
Those really look like your kid left a piece of candy on a piece of paper. It dried there, and then they tried to sell it as something else.
Dots.
Yeah, those dots are bad. I mean, pennies is a terrible one, too. I had a dentist that lived in my neighborhood, so he would do apples, but he didn't really want to. He used to say that, too. He's like, I can't hand
apple
out candy.
Morally,
I'm the dentist.
I have to.
Yes. It's my brand, man. Ethically. People come back on
Do
me.
Do they still have those little necklaces that you would eat the candy off your necklace?
Sure.
Remember those?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen them in forever, but they were so gross.
Oh, yeah. My kids are
so disgusting.
My kids, again, they are disgusting because they put them on. The next thing you know, they just have sucky candy juice all over themselves.
Yeah. And it's going through their hair before they even put it on. Yeah.
But on the bright side, we already know kids are disgusting no matter what they do and eat. So it really doesn't matter. So if you would like to break the bank and hand out things nobody wants, there's your list this morning. Now, we hand it over to Antoine.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I am your host, Antoine Terrell. Today, I have two wonderful contestants, Zachary Jackson.
It's wonderful. That's very nice of you, but I don't believe that to be true at all.
And Monica Brooks.
Now, Monica, on the other hand, yes.
Hello.
No. Okay, so we have one wonderful contestant and one slimy greaseball.
Sudafed.
Yes.
Build.
Oh, man. I got to go to the doctor today.
I am
the exact opposite of most people, though, because it's nothing major. I'm just dealing with a little sinusy something or other, but I want to go get an antibiotic and stay ahead of it. I want the shot. I want the shot immediately. I don't want anything else. Just give it to me. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Give me the biggest needle you have. If there's something that guarantees it goes away, I don't care if it looks like a fire hose.
I'll take that, too. I'm with you on that one.
Yep. Like, sir, we have to do it right into your left nipple. Do it. I don't care. I am ready to roll.
Make me feel better.
But am I dialed in? That's the question.
We're going to find out
Sometimes
today.
Sometimes when you go into a trance and you start speaking tongues, you know what you're doing, baby. So let's get Chandra in here. Is it Chandra or Chandra?
Chandra.
Wow.
Chandra.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. Is it Chandra, 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 Chandra? Which
Chandra.
One is it?
It's Chandra.
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 Okay.
Yep.
All right. There you go. So, see, Chandra has to spend her entire life telling everyone exactly how to
pronounce her name.
That happens to you, doesn't it? It's exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of, but it's okay.
Everybody has that one thing that people always ask them or they always have to deal with. Mm-hmm. You can text whatever. I guarantee you, every single person listening has something. And it's just that question or that statement that comes up every single time. I swear to you, I have been asked 100 million times in my life, what time do you wake up in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
It's like fun for them. It's 3:30, okay? Then you go, oh, that sucks. I'm aware! Bring that up. All right, Chandra, would you like to team up with me? Lord knows what you're going to get. Or Barbara. Not Barbara, you see?
Or Monica.
Or Monica.
Chandra, do you want to team up with Sudafed, Zach, or Monica this morning?
Yeah, your pick.
I'll take Zach.
All right.
Okay. All right.
She's like, Chandra and Zach.
So it's me and Barbara.
I don't even know what end is up. Who am I? What's going on? Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
All right, Barbara, it's going to be you and Monica, okay?
All right.
Barbara, what's the one thing about you? People either always ask a question. It's the thing you hear all the time or something about your name, some statement. What is it?
How are you that young and your name is Barbara?
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because, Barbara's kind of old lady.
Barbara's like, one day it's going to pay off. Yes. One day they're going to stop asking me that question.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let me get Barbara going here, and let me get Chandra on her own line. Okay, we are all lined up and ready to roll. It's me versus Monica. Antoine gives us a category, and then we just have 15 seconds. But you guys are going to decide, so go ahead. You can lay it down.
Yes, so I'm going to give Zach and Monica a category. You guys, so Chandra and Barbara, you are going to wager how many items the person you're playing for can name in 15 seconds. If you think your person can name more, you raise the stakes to a higher number. If you don't think your opponent can do it, you say fat chance and they have to go.
All right, me and Chandra are first. What's the category? And
all right, so the first category is, you guys both have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So the first category is Disney princesses.
Ooh.
How many Disney princesses do you think Zach can name in 15 seconds?
I'm going to say seven.
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 And just so you know, there's 12.
There's 12 Disney
there's 12.
Princesses.
Yep.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Barbara. Okay. Right now, the bid is 7 to Zach. You can say fat chance for Zach to do 7 in 15 seconds, or you can say 8 or more for Monica.
I think I can do 7. I
think he can do 7.
Chance. You think fat chance?
Yeah.
Fat chance?
You have no faith that Monica can do 8? Are you sure?
Yep. I'm sure.
Crap.
All right. Hey. Here we go.
I know you're trying to play the game.
All right. 15 seconds. I got the, was it 7?
Yep.
Here we go. All right. Elsa, Anna, Moana, the chick from Brave, Cinderella, Snow White. Give me Princess Sleeping Beauty. Let's see. The Disney princess is the Frog and the Prince. The Frog and the Princess. The princess. That
doesn't
one
count.
There.
No. James.
Like, you said, the chick from did. Brave.
Oh,
like
man, that. Just so you guys know, Elsa and Anna are not Disney princesses.
Oh, come on.
No, they're not.
There's only 12. There's only 12.
What?
The 12 are Snow White, Cinderella, Aurora, Ariel, Belle, Jasmine, mm-hmm. Pocahontas, Mulan, Tiana, Princess and the Frog,
uh-huh.
Rapunzel, I don't, the one from Brave, Merida, and Moana. There's only 12.
Yep.
How are Elsa and Anna not Disney princesses?
They're not.
Oh, please, you would have said them too. Don't even
give me that. From the official Disney website.
That is bullcrap right there. We got screwed on that one.
We're going to fight Disney on
Chandra, that's ridiculous.
Official Disney website. Those are the 12.
Fine, whatever. Next round. Go for it.
All right. Barbara, the bid's going to be on you. This category is...
Elsa and Anna, that's ridiculous.
For Monica.
I'm sorry, come on. Dude, we can all agree on that, right? That is ridiculous? That's ridiculous. It doesn't get. It doesn't
but they
change
weren't,
the...
But her parents weren't king and queen.
Princess Elsa. She's like the queen.
But not an official one. Right, anyway, whatever. We're moving on. All right, Barbara. How many states that begin with the vowel... can Monica name?
Oh God, vowel.
In 15 seconds.
One?
One.
There are also 12 of them.
Okay, there's 12.
12.
Okay. So, Barbara, you say one?
Yep.
Okay, she says one.
What? All right. Chandra, so the bid is 2 or more, okay. Or you can say fat right. Chance to Monica name.
Oh, my God, I can do at least 3.
State.
Come on. I can do 4. I can do 4.
I'm going to say 3.
Okay.
They don't have any trust in us this morning.
No
I think
faith.
They're right. In, they have no faith.
No faith in
and
your geography
are
teachers.
Rightful, they And they are they
All right,
are
Barbara.
Right.
Barbara, the bid is 4 or more
it's
to
Zach's
Monica or 3 to Zach. You say fat chance. Or 4 or more with Monica.
I'm going through all
four.
The states.
She says 4.
Four. All okay. right.
4. Ooh.
Chandra, it's back to you. Right now,
four
you can say
five.
Fat.
Okay,
all right, 5. Barbara.
Go ahead. I'm going through all the symbols.
What do you say, Barbara? 5 is the bid.
Oh. So I would have to go 6?
Yeah, yes. 6 or more. You can do 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Six.
Okay.
All right, 6.
All right, Chandra, now stop. I don't think I can do more than 6.
I can't.
All right. Go with fat chance.
I'm going to stop at 1.
Go with fat chance, Chandra.
All right,
I'm
going
to say fat chance.
Okay. 15 seconds. Here we go.
Ohio and... freaking A. What else is?
Freaking A.
Louisiana. like, what am I doing? Oh, gosh. What else is there? Oregon. And what else? I'm just frozen on it. I don't know.
Freaking A.
Freaking
I feel
A.
like you should count freaking A and Louisiana since it starts with a U.
Unfortunately, Monica,
yes.
You did not get 6 or whatever your bid was.
Was it 2?
You got 2.
You got 2. Now, let me see. Okay, so Alabama.
Yes.
You got Arizona.
Yep.
You got Oklahoma.
Yep.
Let's see. You got.
You know what?
Ooh.
Because I was thinking in my head, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona,
Alaska.
Arkansas.
Look at that. Arkansas.
I know.
You had them. You had them all sitting
you know
there.
What? And that was stupid. See, that smacked myself.
You screwed Barb.
Wow.
I smacked myself because as a kid, I used to love singing the state songs. And I did not.
Meanwhile, here she is, the youngest Barb in the world, and you just screwed
and
her over.
I know. I'm sorry, Barb.
All right. Final round. Final round.
Tied up.
We are tied. I thought the game was over.
No. 1-1.
Now, Idaho.
Chandra.
Illinois.
I know.
Utah.
Utah.
Iowa. Okay. Yep. Anyway.
Yep.
Chandra.
Here we go.
Last category is on you.
That was worth it. Even if I lose, I'm happy with that right there.
We were talking. Man. We were talking about candy in the Scoopla.
Okay.
Yes.
So, how many candy items that are not... a candy bar can Zach name in 15 seconds.
Okay, not a candy
bar. It cannot
bar.
Be a candy bar.
Okay.
So no Snickers, Twix, stuff
gotcha.
Like that.
Understood. Okay.
6.
6.
6. All right. Barbara, it's on you.
7
right
or
now,
fat
7.
Chance.
Yep.
I'm going to say 7.
7. All right, Chandra. 8 or fat chance?
8.
Okay.
All right, Barbara, 9 or fat chance?
Fat chance.
All right, fat chance.
8.
8 candy in 15 seconds. It's not a candy bar.
There we go. Dot Snow Caps, Juji Fruits. Let's go with Twizzlers. We've got Smarties, Sweet Tarts, a cupcake, a Twinkie. How about a Ding Dong or a Ho Ho or a Ring Ding? Let's go with Sour Patch Kids.
That doesn't count, though, does it?
Wait a minute. I'm the judge. I'm the judge.
I'm the judge. I'm asking a question.
I am the official judge.
Okay.
Now, Zach.
Yeah.
Twinkie is a cake.
Cake?
All of those were cakes in that succession.
Get out of here.
They are referred to. I'm looking up the actual definition of them. They are snack cakes.
And?
Not candy.
Okay, fine. So what'd we get? How many?
Five.
Oh, come on. All right, this game
Monica
is stupid
and
today.
Barbara are the winner.
Everyone, listen, this is the last time we have played Fat Chance.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Number three, trending. How do you sleep? Is there something that you need to sleep? Because I'm going to introduce you to something that is trending now called the pink noise machine.
Ooh.
The pink noise.
Yeah, maybe you want pink noise. Some people like to sleep.
What's the difference between white noise and pink noise?
Well, I can tell you that, actually. So pink noise is a mix of high and low frequencies in, found in the natural world. So, for example, if you listen to ocean waves, that's considered pink noise. White noise is that same consistent sound all the way through.
Oh, okay.
So that is the difference. And they say pink noise is better because it's supposed to improve the duration of your REM, of your REM stages, whatever, and the restful sleep and all that stuff. But it's the fluctuations or something about it that a lot of people like more than white noise. Do you have something like, do you have to have music? My daughter sleeps with music on, and it drives my wife crazy because she thinks, how could she sleep with the music on again?
I typically sleep with like a TV on or something. I'll turn it off in the middle of the night, but I typically sleep with TV
on. We would never be able to be married. I'm sorry. I can't
do
it.
Anything on. Just quiet.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Nothing at all.
No.
Just dead
there's
silence.
No TV,
I really
nothing.
Don't. It's funny because I thought about this and I thought, you know what? I don't need anything. I don't need anything to sleep. The only thing I know that I don't need is the TV to be on because that will keep me
up. That will keep you up.
But all the other stuff, I'm with you. It's kind of just the big old
just
nothing.
Quiet, yeah.
My wife does the pink noise, but that is her choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine either way.
It. If it's there, okay. But I don't need it.
I'll let you on a little secret. You know, if you want to be able to fall asleep faster, wake up at 3:30 in the morning. You can pretty much fall asleep on command. You don't need nothing. You don't need any breathing techniques or anything. It just works out that way.
Number two.
Number two trending. This influencer on Instagram is getting made fun of. And I do believe rightfully so. Now, the internet is a mean place. But with this one, she's a vegan influencer.
Okay.
So she's promoting. Okay. She has come up with something because, you know, she needs an alternative to pasta. We're always looking for alternatives to pasta because you want to get on lower carbs and all this stuff.
Right.
So she has lettuccine.
Mm.
It's shredded lettuce. You know what that is? A salad, okay? She has a salad. That's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
So everyone's making fun of her. She says, it's lettuccine. They're like,
lettuccine.
No, that's salad. It's straight up salad. Her claim is, yes, but I twirl it on my fork.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever makes it feel better.
Yeah. So if you want to check out your lettuccine, you can go ahead. Well, that's a thing hack right there.
Number one.
All right, this one, I can't even. Oh, no. I can't with this.
Uh-oh.
I did a survey of Americans. How do you take your steak?
Okay.
How do you like your steak prepared? The number one answer in this country is... Well done.
Yep.
It's well done.
I knew
it's
it.
Well done?
It's well done.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, it definitely
well
is.
Done.
I'm not surprised at all.
I'm you're probably not surprised medium well. In the least bit. Medium.
No. I'm not surprised. I'm
Most
disappointed.
People don't like any red in their meat.
It's where the taste is. It's where the trust me. It's where the flavor is. This isn't even an opinion. It's just it is. Oh man, it's so sad. I'm so sad by this.
I'm surprised by that.
I'm
I figure
move.
Like medium well.
I'm gonna have to move. You know when everyone with the election, if the so and so wins, I'm moving. I don't care about that stuff. This, on the other hand, I gotta find a red meat country.
Oh.
What is it? Prague, the Czech Republic. I gotta go there. Yeah, 24% of people say well done is their favorite way to order a steak. Just beat out medium rare. 23%. 16% go medium well. 13% pick medium. You know what? I should shout out our web guy, Nigel, by the way, because he is the pickiest eater I know in the entire universe.
Yeah.
And he went out to dinner with our big boss last night, and our big boss was so proud of him. He texted me a picture at 10 o'clock last night of the medium with red meat, almost a medium rare steak that Nigel actually ate
and
enjoyed.
All right.
And normally he wants his steak butterflied and cooked well done, which, again, it hurts my soul on the inside.
Yeah.
That cow died for you, and then you turned him into a shoe. That's very sad. But he did, so props to him. And our owner was so proud. He goes, look at this. 20 years of trying to get this guy to eat one steak one time.
He did it.
He did.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. You either love it or hate it. Zach, I'd love to do a birthday scam on my husband. He's a huge football fan. So this time of year, he pretty much disappears into the basement to yell at the television while the Redskins play. And then she says, as you can imagine, it's been a rough few years. I thought maybe you could give him a birthday scam to take his mind off all of their disappointing seasons, LOL. So that's from Denise. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, I checked in with Denise and I found out that Ronnie, her husband, is in the Redskins fan club.
Ooh. Oh.
So I'm going to call from the fan club. Not the Redskins fan club, though. I am calling from the Dallas Cowboys fan club.
Oh,
here
no.
we go. America's team attacks on the K92 Morning Thing.
Hello?
Yeah, looking for Ronnie.
Yeah, this is him.
This the Ronnie who's a member of the Washington Redskins fan zone. That you?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
My name's Fanturthe Phillips. I'm calling from the fan club. We're reaching out to people to ask them a couple quick survey questions about the team. And if you participate, we'll give you $10 off any item in our online store. Plus, you'll be in the running for VIP seats for a game. So would you be willing to just give me 5 minutes for our survey?
Yeah, sure. That'd be cool.
Okay, great. Fantastic. So how long have you been a Washington Redskins fan?
You know, all my life, really. I mean, basically 35 years.
Wow, that's great. So in the past 5 years, how many games have you attended in person?
Oh, five. We make a trip a year, so yeah, five games.
And when you attend these games, do you wear a Redskins jersey?
I mean, not every time. I mean, sometimes I wear some other stuff I have.
Okay.
I've got shirts and, you know, hats and stuff. But, yeah, I've worn my jersey a few times.
Okay. You ever done any of them hog noses? You know what I'm talking about? Go with the pig and go classic with it. Go hog. You ever do that one?
No. Not quite that far.
Yeah, those are silly. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what level of Redskins fan do you consider yourself, Ronnie?
Oh, I'm a big fan, so I'm going 9 or 10.
Okay. I do have one follow-up question on that answer.
All right.
Why?
I'm sorry, what?
Why? Why would you keep coming back year after year, sucky season after sucky season? Why are you still letting this team rip your heart out over and over and over and over again, Ronnie?
I'm not sure I understand. I mean, I've been a fan my whole life, so, you know, I'm going to be loyal to the team
I grew up with. Oh, my God, loyal. Put yourself out your misery, why don't you? Just because you grew up lacking something doesn't mean you have to stick with it forever, Ronnie. I mean, I used to eat beefaroni out the can all the time when I was a kid, but I don't no more. I'm a grown man.
Okay, I don't really understand what's going on here?
What's going on here is it's time to hop off this flaming bag of turds that you're on and hop on a team that's a winner.
What's going on? I mean, you said you're calling from the Redskins fan zone.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I have a hard time believing they would want you to be talking like that.
I never said I was from the Redskins fan zone.
Mm. Yes, you did.
No, I did not. I simply said I was calling from the fan club. I never said Redskins. This is a different fan club.
What does that even mean?
It means I'm calling from the Dallas Cowboys fan club. You know, America's team, best team in the NFC East by a mile. That's who's calling you. Hey, Ronnie.
What? The Dallas Cowboys?
Yep.
You're a f***ing Cowboys fan?
Well, yeah, I am. Because you see, Ronnie, I like to root for a winner. And we're reaching out to pathetic Redskins fans like yourself to extend the olive branch to finally join a winner.
Oh, give me a break. I cannot believe this. You know what? These people are the worst.
What you mean, you people?
I mean, obnoxious Cowboys fans like yourself calling and harassing.
Well, I tell you what, I'd rather be an obnoxious Cowboys winner than a sad, sad, pathetic Redskins loser like yourself.
You know what? Eat mother. I tell you what, wow. I'd rather lose every game than become a pathetic Cowboys
fan.
Well,
don't you worry, right? Ronnie. At this rate, your dream might come true one of these years because you guys are awful, terrible,
you know what? No.
Bad.
Okay.
Redskins are the worst.
You know what?
Redskins
kiss
are the worst.
Ass.
The worst. The winner? The winner, Patootie? Is that what it is? Loser butt? Is that what we're doing?
You know what? This conversation's over.
You know, I think it is over. We're on a birthday scam. Hey, it's a birthday scam. K92. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Ronnie.
What? A birthday scam?
Happy birthday, Ronnie. You are on the radio right now. Thankfully, we have edited out all of your flowery language, but happy birthday from your wife, Denise.
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
This story's flipping amazing. So I got three different ones, all ripped from the headlines. I take a word out, you try to guess what it is. We're going to start with this one. So couple arrested for abandoning their adopted 9-year-old daughter.
Oh.
They claim blank. A, she's actually a ghost. B, she's actually a gorilla. C, she's actually a sociopathic adult dwarf.
Well, with your face, that says C.
C.
Yes.
Correct. They adopted this kid out of the Ukraine that allegedly was a 6-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. They claim it was a dwarf. The medical papers were forged. And not only that, this dwarf threatened to kill them on many different occasions.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen to them.
She was hiding knives in our couches. She was
hiding knives in our couches. A little hard to hear.
Talking about she was going to kill family members. She poisoned people. She put chemicals in the coffee.
Put chemicals in her coffee.
We were told in the medical paperwork that we had that she was 6 years old. She would stand over people in their sleep. She'd be standing in the middle of the room and she would say, "I'm waiting for the right time."
Yeah.
How long does this go on?
There's a movie called Orphan.
That's what this is. That's
exactly what this is. Yep.
I know. That's what they're comparing it to. It's wild. So they were from Indiana. They got I guess they moved to Canada in 2013 and didn't take the kid with them, or the alleged kid.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So authorities finally just arrested them. And they said, no, we went to court. We told everybody. This is not a kid. This is an adult. Weird.
That is very strange. Yeah. Scary.
Very scary. And here's the additional scary part. Currently, so they don't have any idea where the dwarf is. Also, they don't know.
They don't know. They have no idea. Yep. They have no idea.
She's on a school bus or something somewhere.
Okay, next story. Here we go. Woman gets a heart condition by accidentally eating blank. A, too much ranch dressing. B, too much wasabi. Or C, a sock.
Wasabi.
Ranch dressing.
You say ranch dressing? Monica Brooks. Correct.
I hate that spice, not the heart.
Poor woman, it did, and that's exactly what happened. And the unfortunate thing was she was at a wedding, and she thought it was avocado. She was guacamole.
Oh.
And she took a big scoop of it and put it on her plate, ate it, and then a few minutes later got chest pain, started to spread to her arm. She had to go to the hospital.
Ooh.
It triggered the heart condition that is normally called broken heart syndrome. Because a lot of people get it when they lose a loved one. Now, she's okay now. It took about a month for her to regulate. But all from accidentally eating like a gigantic scoop of wasabi. That's like wild. Okay, last one. Woman finds out random picture. It's a painting. So a woman finds out random painting in her kitchen is actually blank. A, haunted. B, painted in her own blood. Or C, worth $5 million.
C.
Correct.
Yeah, how about that?
Random painting.
This woman, elderly woman, kept what she thought was an old religious painting, some chick in France, just on the wall in her apartment, and she took it to a local, you know, where they do the, what's that show, Antique Roadshow?
Mm-hmm.
She did that. And on a whim, turns out a 13th century piece of artwork by the Florentine painter... Somewhere between $4.4 and $6.6 million.
Whoa.
Hanging above her stove, so it had, like, stove splatter all over it, too. This painting. $5 million. Think about what could
she
be
had
worth.
No idea.
Right. And she's just putting fried chicken grease all over the top of this thing. $5
million. Yeah.
And every time I go down to my basement, we got half-used candles and lampshades.
Maybe something in there.
There's nothing in there. Antoine is a very bad human.
Bad human.
And he must confess.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you see, this is bad. This is real bad.
As soon as this happened.
Are you on your knees for this one?
As soon as this happened, I was like, wow.
You got to understand.
What did you do?
When we do the Wednesday confessional, you get options when it's your turn. And you can play the gospel music, which is sort of, Lord, I have sinned, but you're having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we do bad things, the Catholic comes out here.
Yeah,
this is like fire and brimstone, all of that.
And my confession has something to do with the church as well. So that makes it that much worse.
The house
but
of
I'm
God.
Asking, I'm asking for forgiveness. That's why we're here today, guys.
Okay.
So the other weekend, I went back. I went to visit my brother for his 40th birthday party.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anytime I'm in the vicinity of my home, and we were like an hour away from where I grew up, Chatham, Virginia, my mom and my godmother and my family, they always ask me like, hey, why don't you stay in town an extra day and go to church with
right,
us?
Right.
Every single time.
Okay. And is that a big thing for them? Is it something, are they church going people?
Yes. They go every Sunday in the choir, usher, all that.
Yeah.
They even say the reverend's asking about you. He's like, he only sees you on funerals and things like that.
The reverend himself misses you.
Reverend Page.
Reverend Page.
Yes. And so I go to my brother's party and I'm telling him this. I'm like, oh, you know, mom asked me again, blah, 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 yada, yada. And I typically go, but I haven't went in a while. And we have a conversation. Fast forward to my mother and godmother. They show up to my brother's event.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up to them and I say, hey, guys. I'm going to go to church tomorrow. I'm going to show
you
up.
You made a promise.
I'm going to go to church tomorrow.
You promised to your mama.
To the
yes.
Lord.
To your aunt and to the Lord and to Reverend Page.
And then.
Page of the Lord right there.
My godmother looks at me and she goes, oh, we actually don't have service tomorrow because Reverend Page is sick. Rewind it back to me and my brother's conversation.
Okay.
When I told him that my mother asked me again, he goes, oh. They don't have church on Sunday. So I knew that church was already canceled.
You threw that out there.
When I went to my mom.
So you knew. So you did it just to make yourself look good. Say, you know what? Because I am such a great son, such a caring child of the Lord, I will go and support you at church.
Oh, it's bad.
I
already knew that church
had been canceled.
And my mother didn't know it until my godmother had said it.
Slime and ball together equals Antoine.
No good.
That's bad.
Yep.
You lied.
I'm asking for forgiveness,
Reverend
guys.
Page's
Reverend
illness
Page.
To your advantage.
You know what? Reverend Page is paging the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Letting him know.
Letting him know that you need a sinus infection.
I'm going to make up for it. One of these upcoming Sundays, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to make a special trip home.
All right, well, that's the flimsiest promise I've ever
one
heard.
One Sunday. And you'd be like, oh, one Sunday in 10 years.
Yeah, I feel
it's like when your wife wrongs you and she says, I'll give you a back rub one of these days. And then one of these days, it never comes. There's never one of these,
one
days.
Of these days.
But that's not above forgiveness. Like, I could be forgiven.
You have to go to church. You have to go to church to be forgiven.
You have to go twice.
But I don't have to tell them what happened, right? This is just between us.
No, we're calling.
The Lord knows already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, God knows. Trust me.
Uh-huh.
I felt terrible.
I promise you, Reverend
Page is going to say something that's going to hit you real hard. That sermon is going to he's like, yeah, some people just lie to
because
the Lord.
My mother was so excited when I said it.
That's correct.
My mother was so excited when I said it.
Yep. Yeah, the fates are going to align, and when you finally go because you feel bad, the sermon that day is going to be called something like lying to your mama and why you shouldn't.
Very direct.
Yeah, shame on
you.
You're
going to be crying in church. Like, I'm sorry. Why is that one crying during the sermon? It's not like one of those sermons. And you be like...
Yep. Trying to make yourself look good while Reverend Page is sucking on orange juice and chicken soup, getting the chills.
Forgive me.
I would have come. You know, I had no idea. Shame on you.
You got to send him a fruit basket.
I got to send him a fruit basket?
Yes, you do. Mm. That's what they all, you got
to
send him.
I didn't lie to him.
You don't have to ask me for forgiveness. You got to ask the boss. The boss upstairs.
I'm sorry.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Go, Will Smith.
I'm not getting excited yet until I hear what you're going to say
because
about him.
Because he has, what is it, Bad Boys. Yeah, for life.
Bad Boys.
I'm not.
With Martin Lawrence.
I'm not
four.
Playing along.
Yes. I mean, of course, people are, you know, amped up for that, Antoine. But, so he's going to have a new Netflix movie where he's... Yes, that's going to happen. And he's going to be a Harlem crime boss.
Ooh, I like it.
The fact that it's a Netflix movie is just, you know. This is going to be good. This could be his breakthrough.
This is going to be his breakthrough.
His breakthrough.
Okay, that was disrespectful. This is going to be his training day.
Okay. I have a clip of the trailer. It's right here. Yeah, here it is.
Oh, God.
He's going back. It's backwards. That's what it is. He's leaving Bel Air. It's actually Will's birthday today.
Is it really?
Yeah, 51.
How nice.
He looks good for 51.
He looks amazing.
He does. He looks really
good. I hate that when you get to that age where people say you look good
for your age.
It's crap.
I don't like that.
It just came out of my mouth and made me mad that I said that.
I know, but he does look fantastic.
What's
so he's the council?
Gemini Man, where you fall on that? I saw the trailer.
I'm very excited. I get two Will Smiths in a movie.
Oh, my God.
I'm very excited.
It's like a nightmare for some of us, Monica. It's Will Smith versus his clone.
Will Smith. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, yeah.
So it's Will Smith, and then it's
Hitman.
Slightly more robotic acting Will Smith.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
I mean, can't wait. I'll give it a watch.
Happy birthday, Will.
He really only had that one bad movie with his son.
And you know what?
I enjoyed that movie, After Earth.
To his credit, he admits that was a bad movie, and he did it for his son. He really did say that.
Wait, so wait to throw your kid under the bus.
Well, he should.
He did blame his child, though. That's not bad.
He's a good guy.
This right here, this story, I'm just throwing out there because it is gross.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Blac Chyna, if you don't know, she has a baby with Rob Kardashian.
Yes.
That's his baby mama. They have a baby together. Little girl named Dream. Well, she has a new boyfriend in her life, and they were caught at a very nice restaurant, and her new boyfriend sucking her toes.
No.
And there's photos, because of course TMZ, they were able to capture all the footage.
Yeah, he wasn't hiding it.
He wasn't hiding it at all. You don't get kicked out of the restaurant for doing that?
You should. You get kicked out in any restaurant. I don't care if it's a cafeteria.
Like, if you get kicked out for being barefoot, isn't this like the same?
Yeah, you are barefoot at that point.
I'm sure she had, flip-flops or something
else. She had heels on.
Kind of just slipped it right off.
Some people are
insane. So I went to this food festival this last weekend. It's called the Euphoria Food Festival. It's in Greenville. It's a really cool event. And they do all these different fancy dinners. And one of them they do is called a Michelin star experience.
Yeah, yeah.
So I won't get into the food nerdness of it, but a Michelin star is something that a chef in a restaurant receives. It's like the highest honor. But it's super serious. It's super fancy. It's super expensive.
Right.
This dinner was $400 a plate.
Wow.
$400 to go to this dinner. And at it, somebody managed to capture, this was captured on camera too. This woman, she had her leg up on her man's leg. He was sitting next to her, and then his hand was somewhere that it does not belong at any restaurant.
And they took a picture of that?
Yeah. Oh, let alone a $400 a plate event.
When you see stuff like that, especially when you.
That's what happens. Like, oh my God, I got, here we go.
Yeah, because I watched a couple really make out at a festival. I mean, and it was supposed to be like really nice and stuff, and they were going to
y'all
town.
Y'all are nasty. Like, nasty.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone? Bring them out, bring them out.
Bring them out, bring them out. I love spilling the beans.
Mm-hmm.
I love spilling beans more than I love eating them.
Yeah.
Text 52353 if you ever want to anonymously confess something. We're also knee-deep in One-Hit Wonder Day, and we're kind of making it One-Hit Wonder Hour. The next one is one of my favorite One-Hit Wonders. I will not deny, it's one of the stupidest songs we've ever played here at K92, but I don't care. I like it, so we're going to do that. Text 52353, your confessions like this person. I work at McDonald's, and I often eat at Burger King.
Gasp.
What?
Here's another one. I just switched from iPhone to Droid, and I miss my iPhone. This phone is way worse.
No.
Ooh, signed Antoine. Text 52353. I know my wife is cheating on me, but I don't say anything because I think it's kind of hot.
What?
Some people are into that. It's weird. I've heard about it on the internet. Let's get into our friend here. Her name is not L, and she has a confession that she says is very drastic. You're about to do something drastic, not L. That's what we're saying here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What is it?
I'm quitting my job today.
Oh, wow. Okay. Look at this.
I know.
I started clapping and I stopped clapping.
Congratulations.
I'm not sure yet. Okay, let's hear the rest before we applaud. Why? You're very emphatic about it, Sin. Why is this such a big deal?
Yes, I'm walking in. I'm not giving notice. I'm just walking in the office, grabbing my Candy Crush trophy and my Boss Lady coffee mug, and leaving.
You are out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You sound happy.
The thing is, I found another job, making twice as much money, twice as much, and it's a much shorter drive. I'm driving over an hour to go to a job with a bunch of people that just want to gossip all day.
I get the feeling, are you going to set the place on fire as you go? I mean, figuratively, where you're going to just lay it down and burn some bridges, that kind of thing? Or are we calling people out?
No, I'm actually going to leave a few gifts for a few of my coworkers.
Are you pooping in desks? Don't poop in desks.
Yeah, well, I'm going to bring some cold pizza, some chocolate-covered ants, and some hot tamale jelly beans.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Is this worth it?
That's a little petty, a little bit.
A lot of bit.
That's a lot of bit petty. Are these bad people?
I guess a couple of them are.
Yes, they're bad people.
I still never like burning bridges.
Yeah, and
I've worked in some terrible job atmospheres, and I've said thank you at the end of each of them.
I'm struggling without giving a notice. I'm struggling.
No,
because even though you may not like those people or whatever, like you're putting everybody in such a bad situation.
Yeah. It's the thing we like to do now, too. We like to put everyone on blast. We like to make a scene. Yeah. We like to have grand entrances, grand exits, gender reveals, me. Are you putting this on Instagram Live or something? And if you are, can we watch?
No, but you're making me think about it.
No, don't do it.
But they've been really dirty to me with different things, and they've been faulty to me about money.
Okay.
And different, you know, but overtime and stuff.
Isn't it better to walk out with your head held high with your new job that is the better job? Aren't you winning there? Because if you do all this stuff, don't they win? Because when you leave, they say, see, told you so. Uh-huh. She's everything we gossiped about.
Well,
you know, you might be right. So I might not leave the chocolate-covered ants. But I am walking in and leaving.
She feels good about what she's
doing. I don't think we can change her mind.
No, fair enough. Yeah, well, good luck with everything. You know what? I can predict the future. I found audio of her quitting her job already.
Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? Is I nutted the move set, and I told you I had a very important
sounds like her, actually.
It is. I refuse to walk around and watch people.
All right, pause for a second. Antoine, have you ever heard this before?
Yes, okay. I have heard this one.
On my job, looking over my shoulder.
This is a real radio DJ who just quit live on the air. I believe her name, is it you? Not Elle, was this your previous job?
No.
Okay. But
I refuse. Can you say I refuse?
Yeah, just say that.
I refuse.
Yeah, it
sounds
her.
Like her.
It
I'm just saying. Like Cousin Inetta.
People lying to me. People talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not going to take it. I don't have to take it.
Nope.
I'm not a dummy.
Nope.
I know how to find another job.
Yeah,
but I refuse to walk around people.
Wait, let me try it again. Try it again. I refuse.
I refuse.
Yep, I like
you can
it.
Say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know.
Uh-oh.
But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour.
Oh, an hour.
That
thank
ain't
God.
Nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period.
I should pause and let you know she did not ever get a job again
I'm
in
sure,
radio,
though.
Period. I'm positive of that. But she did find a job that pays twice as much, right, not Elle?
Yeah.
Yep. Telling you, she's
it does
there.
Not matter no. to me, but I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I
no
refuse
more.
To walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Inetta, how you doing? But then, as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself
hey, Lizzo
anymore.
Stole a line from her.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this.
On the big station, 93 BLX.
But just remember, not L, if you use that line, you have to pay Inetta the mood set of $1 if you say that at the end.
Exactly.
Well, good luck with everything.
Yeah.
I still think you should reconsider, but definitely wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
You're welcome. And if you work with that woman, call in today.
I know.
You don't want to. No.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks.
Yeah.
Most viral.
I keep you up to date on everything that's going viral. If you go on K92MorningThang.com, there's usually follow-up to all of these different stories.
Mm-hmm.
So for this, I mean, you're checking for work. It's for science. If you want to see the sexy Mr. Rogers costume,
yeah.
We talked about it the other day,
yeah.
But it's going viral, obviously, because it's a sexy Mr. Rogers costume. And the model in the picture, she's getting trolled.
Why
is she
I know.
Getting trolled?
Exactly. Why is it her fault? She just got paid to be the model, but people are livid that she dare do this to Mr. Rogers.
You know, I don't know if he would have approved or not approved, but Mr. Rogers was all about being nice, and people are being pretty mean.
Yeah. She said she's from Pittsburgh, which is where Mr. Rogers is from also, and she says she's getting all this hate mail. People saying, don't ever come back to Pittsburgh again.
Oh, gosh, is that serious?
I know. For that, I kind of liked the costume. Thought it was creative. It was a good idea. Let's see. Demi Moore, are you following any of this stuff?
A little bit.
She's got a book out. So she's basically.
I did see that she had a book out.
Yeah, she's dishing on her whole life. That
her marriage to Ashton.
Yeah, she used to have threesomes, her and Ashton.
I heard that part.
And she says that's what basically ended their marriage because he used it as an excuse.
He cheated on her.
Right. He said, well, you know, it just blurred the lines of I thought it was okay. She's talking about the moment that she found out.
I asked if it was true. He admitted it right away. And I think I felt like I could barely take a breath. There are parts of what occurred with this relationship ending that were a level of devastating for me that wasn't really just about that relationship. It was really about my whole life.
Yeah. So she's laying it all out there. I don't think he's being very mature about all of it.
What did he say?
He hasn't specifically said anything, but he tweeted yesterday. I'll just read. He says, I was about to push the button on a really snarky tweet. Then I saw my son, daughter, and wife, and I deleted it. See, that is a snarky tweet.
That is, passive aggressive right there.
There's no need. At this point, you say, I wish her all the best. And
just don't say anything.
Yeah, or don't, say,
just don't
anything.
Say anything.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Ellen is back doing her show for the fall. This is the worst part as the years go by where you start injuring yourself for no good reason. When you're younger, hey, what happened? Oh, it was a hill of skiing and I fell off a mountain. Yeah. You know, that's what happens. And then this happens instead. Ellen hurt her neck.
The bad news is I hurt my neck. And you want to know how I did it? Yes. So do I. I have
no idea.
I woke up and totally fine, fit as a fiddle, as they say. And I walked down the hall and I went to turn my head and then my neck disagreed with that situation.
Yeah.
Stuff like that happens. You're like, why?
Threw my back out once putting a sock on.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you want to check yourself into the nearest nursing home. Yeah. You're like, call the Glebe. Do they have some sort of vacancy? I'm done.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.